not very pleasant. And anyway, I managed to get up on the Monday morning to go to the hospital, which was an hour and a half's bus ride away, and three different buses. I went to King's College Hospital in Denmark Hill, and I saw a Dr. Lawrence. Now, Dr. Lawrence was the leading specialist at the time in diabetes. And when I went to have a blood test in my arm, it was the right arm that I went to take some blood out of. I passed out, and all I can remember is a voice shouting, "Get him up to the ward." And there was these two, well, they must have been hospital porters, I presume. Now, I was very lucky because it was either the 11th of August or the 12th of August, that Monday. So, having done that, they rushed me up there, and I remember they ran with me down the corridor on a trolley, and they put me into this nurse put me into bed, and the next thing was about half an hour later, they came and they said, "Right, we're going to give you this injection." And she gave me this injection in my arm and said, "Right, in a few minutes we'll give you a dinner." And I thought, "Oh, great." And in the meantime, after feeling, I was lying down, and then about 20 minutes later or so, I began to feel all right, and I sat up in the bed, and I was right as ninepence by in about half an hour, and they gave me a dinner, which was the first real food I'd had for a few days, and the following then my father came and saw me after I'd eaten the dinner, and they must have explained to him what was going on and what I'd got to do and all this sort of thing. And then he told me, he said, "Oh, I'll bring your mum up tonight to see you." And he went home,